Have you come here to gloat, hero? Well, I guess you've earned it. My army defeated, my capture in place. You have brought royalty to heel. My powers are bound. That a human mage managed to take my powers from me is an insult almost above all these others. So here, on my last night in this world, you intrude upon my solitude. Once I could swim in hellfire and freeze time itself, and now, in the morning, I will burn, I suspect in no time at all. Ah, you have come to taunt me, or to trick me, or to hold out false hope, then. You say you will get me out of here. I doubt you. The king did come by earlier, and have his guard dole out this beating. Oh, do not feign concern. My body is hardy as ever, for magic departed yet leaves its mark. I knew his father of old, when he used to bend the knee before me. Once he knelt before my mother, or so the demon courtiers say. How I have fallen. Leaving this world will be a relief, and you need not offer me false hope. Ah, enslavement. I had almost forgotten. I am your captive, and you do carry a letter of errantry. Yes, I see. So you can commute my death sentence, by way of right, into a sentence of servitude. Domestic and sexual both, I suppose. That is an old law. The king certainly did not think you would do this, or he would have done away with you. So how did you? Ah, your cleric found it in the ancient records. Clever woman. I am surprised. Thank you. The least I can do is guard your house and hearth, warm your bed. I accept. Though I know it isn't a choice, but an obligation. I would accept, even if it were presented as an option. Indeed, I would accept even if the alternative were not death. So aren't you lucky? All bravado gone, I say again, thank you. And, well, I guess I am yours now. So, this is your home? My home now, I suppose. Not bad, but interesting choice. No poisoned river. That pit in the yard is hardly bottomless, and you let it fill with water. It must rain hard here. Not a pit, but a swimming pool? You mean a lava pool? Then filling it with water is even more inexcusable. So, yes, what are you doing over there? Making hot chocolate? Hot chocolate. Chocolate. How do I know you didn't put anything funny in it? Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be taking a sip of it in that case. I suppose my body is more hardy than yours, even with my magic power reduced to a trickle. Oh, That's actually delicious. Thank you. I was just thinking, everything is much colder here than my domain. How did you all wear so much armor breaking into the palace? You're going to make dinner for us now? You're giving a slave the same food you're having? No, I rather thought you'd be like that. Not thought. Hoped. I didn't expect this, but it was within the realm of possibility. So you lived here alone before you stormed my palace without so much as a by your leave? It shows. Clearly you learned to cook for yourself. No critique here. I do not know how. Though I am memorizing your movements and will soon be able to do everything you are. I take that back. I believe I would become distracted, because it looks and smells delicious. In apology for my earlier distrust, permit me to take a bite first. And the steak is perfect. You didn't ruin the meat with too many spices. The char is good. This cannot be your usual meal. Celebration of victory? No, you got this for me. You know I typically only eat flesh. You will have to explain that device with the flame. I would prefer to alter my diet to be closer to yours. I did expect gruel, which, given I need more calories than any human, was, I suppose, a road to death. So thank you. Ah, yes. I would like to see the room. Thank you. This does not look like it is your room, hero. Or not one adequate for you. The bed is small. Would you like me to sleep by the door to guard against intruders? Oh. You're giving me my own room and bed? I assumed that when you took me as a slave it would involve a shared bed. That is the tradition, and I am not one to withdraw from my agreements. So, if that's not the case, then I'm a tad confused. Why save me, hero? You didn't make any friends by doing that. You had some already, the ones who fought alongside you, but the king is your enemy now. I know your priestess friend has warded this place against soldiers of the king. I am a prisoner, but a living one, and grateful for it. No matter. I would consent to sharing your bed. I will accept this one only because I kick and talk. I am not at all unhappy with each new development, but why help me? Ah, you sense there is still good in me? Yes, well, I'd never really thought otherwise. You'd let me contact my family and let them know that I'm okay? Quite nice of you. Unnecessary. My parents died when I was a young girl, and I never got to know them. My other relations are not on good terms with me since I rose to the throne by trampling over them, often literally. So, that is that. Do you wish to retire for the evening? I can... Oh, what are you doing? giving me a hug? Why? Yes, it feels nice. Quite reassuring. I guess it once more falls under unexpected. I am not displeased. It is important for me to make that point. I am grateful. I see things differently. Your former enemy, your slave, your prisoner. If our situation was reversed, this would not be your fate. But am I not greatest in all things? Adaptability is no exception. Actions thus far require a modification to my plan. You couldn't just make this easy. Here, hero, I have something that I shall admit. The ancient laws allow me freedom if I take your life, under the theory that a weak master deserves no slaves. To this end, I located the gas supply while you were cooking, and considered orchestrating your death in a cooking accident, should you have shown me how to cook or ordered me to make your meal. I have also stolen two knives and sharpened a fork with one of my fangs when you were distracted. Additionally, I calculated an angle on the stairs which would allow one good shove to snap your neck. I am now unarmed. I was going to murder you, pre- or post-coitally, if none of the other strategies worked. But you've been so kind to me, and I like you. I enjoy your company, and for all my behavior, demons are a pro-social lot. We like people. We like being around people. It's probably part of why this war started. So why plan as I did? Remnants of self-loathing, perhaps. I thought to escape, even though the wards on this place will end with your death, you know? Pity is hard to bear. Oh, I know you will say that it is not pity, but you must have some. And so, listen to this pitiful request from she who would be your murderer, all right? Please don't send me back. I will serve happily within these walls. I abandon my pride as a ruler, as of this moment. And you don't seem mad. Why are you not mad at me? I could have killed you. I am legitimately dangerous. A part of me, a red and feral part, was overjoyed at the idea you thought stripping me of my magic power would leave me powerless entirely. Because I could orchestrate a final revenge. And there is a timeline, a not too different timeline, where you are dead as of this moment, and the next few hundred people to try and retrieve the body would have joined you. Friends, rulers scattered on a pyre, has your fresh, shed blood restored enough of my strength to shred vitality and burn a mark of blood into the fabric of this world? And keeping something, someone, like me in this world, will always mean the chance of that timeline manifesting as somewhere above zero. Oh, don't look at me that way. Like it's nothing. Like the possibility hasn't occurred to you. That makes it harder when you say... You say... You take that chance. Taking a chance for... Love? Love, huh? So, that's a confession, hero? All right. I accept. Leave the door open. Just a tiny gap. Yes, I can see in the dark, but... Well, good night, hero. Good evening, hero. So, it has been a short time since I accepted. I appreciate you giving me time and solitude. So, a selfish request, rather than a pitiful one. Can I sleep with you? I mean, in your bed. These past few nights have been cold, lonely. A lifetime of exacting control over my dreams has, in the absence of magic power, given way to nightmares. Truly, I may? Then thank you. Let's go. I believe I have been cold since my arrival here. Your body is so warm. A definite improvement. And I love it. Please, put your arms around me. I think it would make me feel safer and aid in my sleep. My hero. Good night. Good morning, sleepyhead. You have a certain appeal when you rest. Like a defenseless animal. Cute, you know? Oh, I've been awake for about half an hour. I didn't want to wake you. Besides, I'm quite comfortable in your arms. It's not like I have a job or a kingdom to get in the way. Pleasant though it was, laying in your arms has presented a certain difficulty. Hero, I am aching. One spot in particular. Do you think you could massage me a bit to help it calm down? Thank you. I will guide you. Well, where do you think I mean? No, not my chest. Though you may touch freely. Feel how soft they are. I'm quite proud of... those. No. Lower. That tickles a bit. But no. Lower. Yes. Right there. I've tried coming on to you. A few times. Obviously, I've been too passive. Your hand has journeyed across my body. Touch me freely, and in exchange, allow me to rub up against you. Do you like my behind? I can tell that you also have a place that is aching. The throb of it, the size of it. Put it anywhere. Use any part of my body. The ache is long gone. As is all pretext. I should have expected you would be good with your hands. What was that ability again? Mastery of all weapons. Does that include the one poking my rear? Let us find out. Here, let us also get that piece of cloth out of the way. Touch me directly and freely. I have felt how my nude body nearby had you in a daze. All night, hardening and softening in cycles as you drifted in and out. I am unsurprised. But I have been every bit as aroused, so we are equals in that. It has never been my way to conceal my body. I've worn clothes in this house, only in case you had visitors. I thought I had thrown my womanhood away, in solitude, always comforting myself. So the way you frustrate my expectations is electric. I've rediscovered a hunger for your touch. And yes, for this, it is quite large, isn't it? For this throbbing thing. I wish to give myself to you. And this is a defeat I won't be so sad about. Kiss me. Your fingers. Inside. Please. I am soaked. Oh. The offer of using your tongue to prepare me is appealing. But I would sooner have you kiss me. It will get me just as wet. Fearless, as always. So plunge fearlessly. My body is robust, and my mind is already yours. My will, my libido. What could I possibly say but the truth? Here, now, deeper, there is a place. Oh. Yes, yes. All night. My fingers almost lured to that place. Magnetically. Any time I could have. Begged you to take me. But I wanted you. In the sober light of day. All right. As much edging. As hard as possible. Yours is jumping. Throbbing. I cannot help but grind on it. So I'm sorry. But do not let it out. Keep yourself for the main course. Oh, I'm going to come. But my stamina is considerable. So do not think you need to stop. Or slow. Oh, that's it. Yes, you are good at this. Your fingers. How? I didn't tell you the kind of pressure I like. I didn't tell you anything much, and this is better than I could do. Not just because it's your hand. Your tongue. Your body. But you. How do you know just how to... Oh! It's coming. I'm so wet. So ready. I can take it more. Please don't stop. Please. Yes. The relief. The ache. Oh. Here. Like waves. Like waves. Waves taking, body taking me. Oh, Oh, perfect. You, it's your fingers, your tongue. Yeah, that's it. No need to stop. I'm fine. Better then. My head has cleared the tiniest bit. My hero. You may fill. Thrust your fingers in and out. And kiss me. Feel. How my thighs squeeze. How my insides affix and convulse on your fingers. Familiar kiss. From the remnants of what you just did to me. And now, I want to do it to you as well. And the reason for that is because I'm in love. And love is vulnerability. I love you. Guess I lost the one-on-one duel, not just the party battle. So, I've never done anything like this before. I've stimulated. I've done what I had to do to quell my libido before battle. And after battle, when the bloodlust yet burned. But nothing has ever penetrated me deep. It will be tight. But at this level of wetness, and with you being the one, I'm sure it will feel wonderful. Many firsts with you. My first defeat in an entire campaign. And now, my second defeat. And my first time, the only one to slide inside. But bear in mind, I'm no swooning maiden here. And nor are you the noble knight alone. No innocent noble, no suitor from the demon court come to tempt my hand in marriage, ever kissed me. Many wanted, but I have felt only your lips. Yet, I'm sure no other pair in the world would have me panting like this. My mouth, my neck, my breasts. Is there any place that your lips or your touch won't awaken pleasure? Do it. Explore me. Your mouth sucking on my breasts. Oh, I knew this pleasure would come. I knew it, and I am unable to stand it anyway. I see nothing will dissuade you. Nothing will turn you aside. Still, it's embarrassing. You licking me down there. Not that I will stop you. I'll never plan to stop you. So in exchange, don't stop. Please. I'm coming up on it again. Yes. Oh, don't stop. Please don't stop. Yes, I'm almost there. Oh. Yes. Shivering all over. Yes. This. Oh. I'm not doing that on purpose. Twitching. Everything is tight. hot. That itch is back, and I thought it gone. It's embarrassing when you lick your lips like that, right after you... I will taste yours soon, too, I'm sure. Wow. Okay. I thought it was fully hard before. I know I boasted about how wet you've gotten me, but... do you really think that will fit? I'm sure it's fine, and I guess there's only one way to find out. But look, let me... my first time kneeling before anyone. Oh, up close, it looks even bigger. To make you aware, I'm ovulating today. So, the danger of destroying your reputation by filling me with half-breed demon children is existent. A risk I am willing to take. The townsfolk already know you're harboring a demon here. And I'm going to have to go to market sometime, under protection or otherwise. Whether I go with your offspring filling my belly is entirely up to you. I did not think it would stop you. I'm happy to hear it. I wanted this anyway, obviously. Yes. Rub it outside. It'll only make it easier for you to slide in if you get me hot. Oh. I expected to have to teach you what to touch. I was joking about your innate weapon proficiency carrying over to your dick. Oh, that's the spot. Right there. Just lay it outside of me. Drink it in. See how I'm spread. I'm trying to tell my legs to close, just to have them wrapped around you, but they won't. My body's surrendered. I need it inside. Please, put it inside. We can try putting it between my thighs later, or anywhere else you like. But right now, feel me. Every inch. You'll have tonight, and tomorrow, and any day you want to fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It hurts. So start thrusting. Distract me from the pain, and it'll be gone in moments. Come on. I... oh, you're about to witness another kind of surrender. I had hoped we could spend a long time coupling, that I could milk your seed out and gloat a little. Not going to happen. Fuck. You only just put it in. Don't be alarmed if this gets too tight. It's not pain. It's too warm. Too much. I'm spread. I can feel every tiny vein every time you breathe in or squirm. I know you're being charitable, being kind. I must feel hot around you. So, when I say don't be surprised when my whole body locks up, it's because just inserting it was too much. And embarrassingly, I'm... oh. again. I've been thinking about it for all days since I finally have a chance. Oh, coming, coming. Oh, fuck. I can't. You didn't come yet, did you? Okay. That's my third one. So I'm... too sensitive. I can't describe to you how this feels. Except that if you start to move, I won't be talking much. It's starting to really feel good. Yes, I'm still getting aftershocks and... just do anything. Come in me. I'm going to close my eyes and try to hang on. The danger is that if this happens too much, I get too sensitive. More sensitive. And I might keep going. It's too early in the day to pass out, so come inside me until you're empty. Everything in you, all your seed. If you've made the decision to do it, then do it. Yes. Yeah. Like that. I'm connected to you. Sorry if I squeeze too tight. Sorry. My brain's barely connected to my mouth, let alone my body. Helpless. Safe. Yes. I love you. And this fullness. It's dripping a lot. Is it going to... Oh! So hot. Too... squirting. Oh, it's squirting. Yeah. Yes. That's it. All of it. Every drop. Keep thrusting. Keep fill. First time. Oh, get it empty. If you don't get it all out, we'll have to do it again later. If you don't fill me until I'm sure your balls are empty, then we can wait until tomorrow. But every day, until you get me heavy with your young. Oh, humans have just one. Demons birth litters. Oh, I wonder what we'll have. Until you get me full and heavy, anyway. I will be emptying you regularly, every day. Oh, I can feel it inside of me. It feels so warm. You really came a lot. I didn't think the temperature difference would even register, but I'm so hot inside. I may marvel at the volume, but just in case it's not enough, we will be doing this every day. Right? Because I obviously liked it. I have to let you know, by the way, this body is hardier than most, but absent my powers, I'll grow old now. So we had best get on the children quick, so I can watch them grow up. Start thinking about retirement. We're synced now. It's a lot to process. I'm not going to excuse my behavior when you first brought me in here, But this is going to be my last, what, 80, maybe 100 years? So, I decided that as long as I get to grow old with you by my side, I'm okay with that. Let's make the most of it. You should pull out, by the way. I've been low-key contracting around your penis, and that's keeping it from getting soft, which is turning me on, and my muscles are tired. But I'll go again if you keep the temptation up. So, oh, here, give me my underwear. Gotta, there. It'll do to keep the cum inside. I know I don't have to. Those swimmers will get to my egg anyway, especially today. But I like how it feels inside, so I'll wash this bedding later. So, put your arms around me again. Let's go back to sleep for a bit. Then I'll figure out what to make for supper. My turn to cook. I'll lay on my side, but there. I can sleep with my sex against you. If you get hard and want more relief, and you have any cum left in there, just move my panties out of the way and fill me. I'll probably wake up, and that's just fine.